It's Thursday and time again for Across the Aisle, our weekly politics roundtable. This week, Cynthia Dill, an attorney who served in the legislature as a Democrat, Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing, a former Republican lawmaker, and Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in Augusta as an independent. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. A big special election in Pennsylvania, where a Democrat, Connor Lamb, appears to have pulled off a razor-thin upset in what has been a very red district. The Democrats are saying that this outcome, on the heels of several other wins, points to a trend that they expect to play out in their favor during the midterm election season this year. Republicans, however, say, well, actually, these cases are all very different. Cynthia, does this win foreshadow future upsets in favor of your party?
Absolutely. I mean, because not only is it Connor Lamb just winning this race in Pennsylvania yesterday or today, whenever the official results will come in, but it's on the heels of between 35 and 40 seats that have flipped from Republican to Democrat since Trump has been elected. So you always are going to see the president's party take some sort of penalty in the midterms. But in this particular midterm, given Trump's unbelievably low favorability ratings, the chaos of his administration, the inability of Republicans in charge of the White House, the Congress, and a majority of the state legislatures to really address problems that are on a lot of people's minds, especially when it comes to gun control, when it comes to the opioid crisis. So I do think that this is going to be a trend that plays out in the midterms. And I do think in the second congressional race here, we're going to see some energy around the momentum that's building in other races come into Maine.
All right. And we'll talk about that. But Meredith, is this a trend?
Well, so I'll take what my position is supposed to be here and say absolutely not. But I think what we did see here, obviously, this is a territory that Trump had won previously with 20 points up. And, you know, I think it's a wake up call for the Republicans to certainly know that you have to work at every race. And I think it still comes down to local issues and local candidates. And in this case, he certainly is stood for many of the Republican sort of real conservative core principles, being pro-life and also younger. I think he had he worked very hard, had a great campaign. The Republican candidate, maybe, older, maybe not quite as charismatic. That's a factor here, as well as money is in here as well. There was the Democratic Party poured a lot of money into this race because they wanted to have this victory, because then they can make all the statements that Cynthia just made. But I still think that it's really going to happen on a race by race as we go around the country.
Dick, do you see a trend?
I agree that if there's any Democrat who could win in this particular district, that Connor Lamb had those characteristics. But I think the win was huge. To be able to do it in a district that was so heavily Trump favored, I think this is a very strong indicator of the wave that we're likely to see this coming November. And I think part of that wave is indeed in our second district, where there will be a very difficult. I think Bruce Poliquin is a vulnerable candidate.
Well, I just want to correct the record. I don't think Connor Lamb is pro-life. I think what his position is that he's personally opposed to abortion. But when you're a man, that's sort of irrelevant. The question is, how are you going to vote? And he is, I think, a pro-choice candidate.
If we make this parallel between the 18th district in Pennsylvania and the 2nd district of Maine, is there also a parallel to be made between Connor Lamb, a 30-something ex-Marine, and a candidate like Jared Golden, a 30-something ex-Marine?
Well, clearly there's the Marine similarity between the two of them. Both Lamb and Jared Golden were in the Marines, and that's an admirable quality, I think, for regardless of party. If you're a veteran and you're a Marine, core guy who's handsome, that's a plus. But I would say that it's not just the personal profile of Connor Lamb, but it's positions as well. Like, the people in Pennsylvania cared about health care, and they came out to the polls, Democrats enthusiastically in support of protecting health care, whether it be Medicaid benefits, Social Security, or the Obamacare. So people in the 2nd Congressional District are going to be going to the polls and voting for the candidate who they think is in their economic best interests going forward. And given Poliquin's support of congressional policies that have essentially failed, I just don't see what Bruce Poliquin offers voters in the 2nd Congressional District. The only thing that they've really done is the tax reform legislation, which a lot of 2nd Congressional voters are not going to feel all that giddy about going into the polling booths. And so they're going to be facing an economy that's strong nationally, but not necessarily in the 2nd Congressional District. And again, Donald Trump was the first Republican ever to take the 2nd Congressional District in Maine. But those voters, I think, are going to reflect in large part the pendulum that is swinging away from the Republican Party towards the Democrats. And either Jared Golden or Lucas St. Clair are very strong candidates positioned to take up this momentum and challenge Bruce Poliquin on the issues that really matter to 2nd Congressional voters.
Meredith, is Poliquin vulnerable?
Well, every race has its own unique factors. And I think everybody needs to slow down. We've got to get through the primary here and see who the candidate is that the Democrats are going to put up against Representative Poliquin. The 2nd District is a very interesting animal as far as its demographics and the way it votes and all of that. Poliquin has been out there working very hard for his constituents. He's actually been visible in Washington. He's actually done and actually passed a legislation, which is something that many previous representatives in the 2nd District haven't been able to accomplish. So I think that his votes have represented his constituency well, and it's going to be certainly no incumbent. It's nothing is guaranteed. It's going to be a very interesting race for sure.
I have at times on this show been critical of our governor, Governor LePage. But if there's one thing I admire about his approach to politics, it is a clear conviction. You know where he stands on just about anything you'd ask him about. And I think that, in a sense, is the biggest vulnerability that Representative Poliquin has in his reelection campaign, that the degree to which he's kind of cagey about issues, going into this, if you'd asked me what are his true convictions, I would have said fiscal responsibility was like the core of what he really cared about. And then the votes this tax bill that is entirely about ballooning the federal deficit, largely for tax cuts for corporations and well-off people. And, there are aspects of the reform that I understand, but the fiscal irresponsibility of that is so countered what I thought was his conviction that I think he's vulnerable.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.
And you can hear Across the Aisle most Thursdays at this time.